outside, and I was just like wondering, I'm not here to debate or anything, I was just curious what you guys believe.
Here, let me give you a gospel card. We're here to point people to Jesus because he's the truth, and we're explaining that churches are lying to people. So here's the biblical gospel on there that a lot of the churches aren't teaching, and then on the back side are some warnings that man-made religion is teaching. Denominations like Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Anabaptist, any of those, a lot of those are practicing lies. So what we're here to do is to point people to the truth of God's word, which is the Bible, to come out from the world, come out from all false ways, which would include the churches of, do you belong to a church or something?
I belong to, I go to Baptist, yeah.
Okay, Baptist church. Well, they're practicing a lot of lies. Do they do like Christmas and Easter? Those are lies. Revelation 22, 14 and 15 says that if you love and practice a lie, even just one, you'll be left outside the gates of heaven. And the Baptists practice a lot of lies, and we show that on the back of there. We also show it on our website. Oh, you can have that. Here. I don't need it.
Oh, that's okay. Just hold it for me.
Oh, whatever. So anyway. I'll just stick it in my pocket, I guess. So that's what we're here for. So Christmas and Easter. Let me ask you something. Easter. They say Jesus rose on Sunday, right?
I've talked to my husband's family about that, so I kind of know what they mean.
So you know where I'm going on Good Friday. Three days, three nights. That makes Jesus a liar, doesn't it? Because he said he'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights, and Good Friday would make him a liar. So it can't be Friday, right? He couldn't have died on Friday. Can you get 72 hours from Friday to Sunday?
I'm just listening.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not debating.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was just asking you that to make sure you can understand it. So that's one lie, right? They teach that lie. Christmas is pagan. That's a lie. So we got two. He didn't rise on Easter. That's three. The Baptists were created like 1,500 years after Christ. That's four. You're supposed to go back to the New Testament body, which was when Christ established it. Not when all these other denominations and flavors and names or whatever came out, right? Because they came out a long time after that. They don't teach women how to be women. They don't teach men how to be men. They don't teach people how to come out of the culture, sports, entertainment, all these idolatrous hobbies that people have. So there's a whole bunch of lies in there. One man standing up in the pulpit, taking all the power and control, telling people to give 10%. Those are all lies. And those, if you love and practice them, are going to leave you outside the gates of heaven. And so we're out here to encourage people, stop going to those places because they were not created by God, they're created by Satan. We call them Satan's synagogues because the temple system was abolished with Christ. And what do you know what the temple is today? It's supposed to be yourself, your body.
Your body, okay. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
So I want to go to the gospel line here on the other side. So they probably teach you about faith, right? Faith in Christ,
yeah.
Who he was. You know about Christ.
Yeah.
So if you've been going there to the Baptist church, you know he died, he rose again 3 days later, 72 hours, not on Friday. He actually died on Wednesday, rose on Sunday. So he died for the sins of the world, for those who would repent. And repentance is a turning of your mind. You know, you're living your life, you're doing whatever it is you want to do, and you're part of the world. Well, you make a decision that you're going to stop doing that, and you're going to live for the Lord, which means you're going to do anything and everything he wants you to do. So you forsake that life and you turn and you follow after him. If you do that with a willing heart, you'll be born again. Have they taught you that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So then when you get the Holy Spirit within you, you'll be born again. And what are you going to do? You're going to produce fruits worthy of your repentance, of holiness and obedience. You're going to read the scriptures. You're going to follow them and you're going to obey them, right?
Yeah.
And the Baptists have, most Baptists have this wrong. They say, once you believe, you're saved forever. That Christ died and forgave your sins, past, present, and future. That's not true. He didn't die for the ones in the future that you don't repent of. So you have to endure. So that's a biblical gospel. They may teach that to you, but they're not practicing it. You know how I can tell? Because you were nodding your head at some of those things that I was talking about that are lies. They practice a lot of lies. So they may talk to you about a biblical gospel, but they're not living it out. Have they taught you that women are to cover your head?
No.
Have they taught you how to dress?
No.
I can see I'm trying to be nice, you know, because if know that, I'm trying to help you.
I put my faith in Jesus, and I believe that there are different belief systems, and I don't think there's just one way.
There is one way. Because the Bible says it. Or the Bible says
it. But also, there are different people who are like-minded with you, and that's why he calls us to be equally yoked to when we
See, parent. Peter says there's but one also, interpretation.
But it's also
everybody
the
speaks
church.
The same thing, all of one mind speaking the same thing. That's what we're all supposed to do. There's one God, one Christ, one body, one word. We're all supposed to keep
right,
dividing the word until
I have
we get to the one.
My head in order to get to heaven. I believe that I just have
well,
to
if it's a command, if the Bible commands you to do something, you don't do it. What does that mean?
It's not a command.
It's disobedience and it's willful sin. It is. 16 verses. Paul commands women to cover their hair and their
Paul.
Heads. And who's Paul speaking to and from?
Yes.
From Christ. Paul, who was appointed from Christ to come to the Gentiles. So what Paul speaks is what Christ has him speak.
But also,
the whole Bible
if
is the word
trust,
of God.
If you're putting your trust in yourself to, you, oh, yeah, I have to do this. I have to do
you
this
do
here.
Have to follow commands because
I believe that,
sin is a transgression of the law. There is no to extent. It's 100%. You can't just pick and choose out of the Bible what you want to follow. Because there's one truth. He's the rock. He's the truth. He was, is, and always going to be. He's not going to be changing. He is everything. From Genesis to Revelation, how do you say that? It goes from the beginning to the end. I'm missing the word. He just said it to somebody he was witnessing to. So we're in the New Testament today, right? You agree with that? We don't follow the Old Testament. There are some things in the beginning that are still for today, but not the Torah law. There's a lot of Torah keepers around here. We don't keep Torah. You're not supposed to keep it. That's gone. The new is here. It's written in our hearts. So we follow the new commands or the commands in the New Testament. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commands, and you're a friend of mine if you keep my commands. John 14:15 and 15:14. So we're supposed to keep his commands. And the commands are, and I'm telling you because I can see a visible sin, a couple of them in you. You're not covered. 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Timothy 2, and 1 Peter 3 teach us how to dress. If you have the Holy Spirit within you, you're not supposed to walk around, I'm going to say,
wear shorts.
In harlotry, you're half naked.
I'm not half
You're exposing
naked.
Yourself.
I'm
yes,
not
you
half
are.
Naked.
First
if
Timothy
I was in
2,
a bikini,
you, need,
I'd be half
you
naked.
Need to read your Bible.
I do read my Bible every day.
You need to obey it then.
I
you
obey.
Can't pick and choose. See, that's the problem with the Baptist Church. That's why we're out here. I'm showing you what the commands are on the gospel card on there, and I'm sharing with you what the scriptures say. You're reading it, you're not following it, and you're trying to pick. You have piercings where the Bible says you're not supposed to be adorning yourself. The Bible clearly says, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3, you're not supposed to adorn yourself. Well, you're not supposed to adorn yourself with external adornments. How do you adorn yourself? If you read your Bible, okay, you said you.
I'm going to go to hell because I have this.
You're going to go to hell if you keep willful sin. If you don't keep his commandments.
I'm not convicted by this.
It doesn't matter if you're convicted or not.
It does.
Yes, it. No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter if you're convicted. If the Bible says to do it and you don't do it, you're in willful sin. Yeah, I've just exposed a whole bunch of willful sins in you that you're rebelling against.
Okay, well,
and
I
you
came
will,
up to you to have
you
a
will
conversation.
Go,
to ask
and I'm
me.
Trying to help you,
yeah,
but now you're starting to push
is,
back.
No, all you're doing is condemning me.
That's all
that's
I'm doing.
Can I say one thing real quick? Do you know what the beauty of the gospel is? See, Christ came and shed his blood, as my wife was explaining, the gospel card explains. What happens is the Holy Spirit changes your heart. And when your heart is changed, you no longer want to live in that which is
Amen.
Displeases him and that which sins against him. But the church systems do in how they conduct themselves. They don't preach and live the biblical gospel. They keep pagan holidays. They live like the world in how they act, talk, dress. I'm here calling out this false ministry. They have a movie theater where they're teaching people to watch carnal movies. They have inappropriate scenes, not the biblical gospel. The word holy means to be set apart. And so if your hearts change, it's not an argument. If your hearts change, like if you ever get married and your heart's for your husband, you want to be faithful to him. If you don't really love him, you don't want to be faithful to him, you're going to run with some other dude. When your heart's changed for Christ, you want to look at your life, how I act, talk, dress, live, and I want to conform to his word, not the Baptist faith. And if it's an argument, it means your heart hasn't been transformed yet.
Right, we talked about being born
again.
And
we love you enough.
And if the Holy Spirit is
within
you,
then the fruit will show it.
You will be holy.
What about that time I got on my hands and knees and I poured my heart out to
you? Then
well,
that,
you
if that
was
going.
Was
that not
you
real?
Gotta keep going.
Yeah,
I have.
But
I
not
don't
in
believe exactly
to help
what
you.
You.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
I have.
The
you
scriptures
have to believe
are clear,
what
though.
Scriptures say. So if you really poured your heart out to him, and we love your soul, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
You came up to defend sin, because that's what you're doing. We're loving you. We're trying to point out these sins. That's why we do what we do. There's so many people who are deceived. They want to love and keep their sin and still go to heaven.
Yeah.
We love your soul. That's not going to happen. That's a lie. The Baptists teach that. The Baptists teach you how to stay worldly and in your sin.
They're compromised.
You're not going to find
salvation. You're the fruit of the Baptist faith, not the fruit of the Holy Savior. And we want better for you.
He is holy and pure and to be called and set apart.
No, it's true.
It doesn't matter what you disagree with.
Yeah.
But the scriptures are clear. Jesus, the Bible says without holiness.
We know your fruit.
Ma'am, the Bible says without holiness.
You don't know anything about me.
Without holiness, no one will see God.
Yeah.
Holiness is being called
set apart
and obedient.
And you're not.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. You need to read the scriptures and obey them.
Yeah.
And you can't just pick and choose what you want. You need to get out of that Baptist church system. You need to get on your knees, cry before the Lord, and have him. You got to be willing to shed your life. Strip everything from you, like I talked about. Repentance is when you leave your life and turn it to him. You haven't done that yet. You're still bringing a lot of your life and trying to get yourself into heaven, and it's not going to work. You got to be willing to die to self, lose your friends, lose your family, lose your life.
It's a covenant.
Everything. You got to lose your personality. You got to lose all your self-esteem. You have to lose your looks. You have to lose pride and vanity. You have to lose it all.
If you
become nothing
for
him. If
you get married, do you want your husband flirting with women? Why not? He loves you in his heart. Why can't he flirt with other women? So if we love God, well, how can we keep sin and show our body off and do false pagan ways?
Spiritual harlotry is what it is.
But your beliefs and my beliefs...
But the Word of God tells us. God didn't ordain Christmas. He didn't ordain Easter. He didn't ordain nose rings in the New Testament.
No.
He didn't ordain showing your body off. He didn't ordain the Sunday church system. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. He didn't ordain calling yourself a Baptist. So you're following cultural churchianity, not the Christ, the Savior.
But your opinion of the way I look doesn't determine
I'm taking it from Scripture. God dressed us. You're not dressed like the way God dressed us. You're dressed to show off your body.
You live by every word out of the mouth of God.
You're dressed to show. It's not hot, and you shouldn't show your body off, whether it's hot. It's pride and it's vanity.
I know.
Last thing.
You know what? I used to be like that. I used to look like a harlot.
Yeah.
Dress like it, sit in the bars, drink, cuss, swear, run around, and all of that.
Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to tell you. Repentance means you give it all up.
Right.
Everything of who you think you are, you need to be willing to let it die and become who Christ wants you to be. You haven't done that yet.
Did you know his blood won't cleanse you if you keep sin? It won't. You have to leave sin. You have to repent of sin.
Yeah.
And God showed us how to live, how to worship, what to practice. And if we're outside of that, we're outside. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth.
Amen.
And if you're outside of that, you're not in spirit and truth, and you're going to lose your soul. Most churchianity people are going to lose their soul. Jesus said
few,
a puny few, are going to find eternal life. And unless you're willing to lose your friends, your family, everything for the cause of Christ, Jesus said, I came to divide, not to bring unity. He came to divide in Matthew 10.
Amen.
So unless you lose your entire life in Christ and follow his word, it's not our opinion. His word tells us that we're supposed to walk in a certain way, live a certain way, act a certain way. And last thing.
The Baptists don't teach you that.
Proverbs 6:17 says, a proud look is an abomination to God. So that means if I wear, talk, act, carry myself in any way where I think I'm something, I'm an abomination to God. We're to be lowly. We're to be holy.
Amen.
We're to be humble. So go away and ponder all that. Our website has lots of articles that will help you.
So I'm proud because of the way I'm dressing?
Yeah. It's a proud look,
you
ma'am.
Are.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a proud look, and it's an abomination
to
God.
Repent
before
you lose your soul.
I have ever met,
so. We're not mean. We love your soul. That's why we're calling you out of your sin. You're gonna lose your soul in the Baptist faith.
You need to repent.
Repent.
Come out. Touch no unclean thing, and he will receive you.
Yep. Seek Christ in spirit and truth.